And now, Public Access presents Men on Films.
Hello, I'm Blaine Edwards.
And I'm Antoine Merriweather.
And welcome to Men on Films. We're going to be reviewing the latest films. From a man.
We're going to be the latest films. Yay, I like being able to hear myself.
I almost feel bad talking over Men on Film because the intro I have isn't as good as Men on Film.
Are we on right now?
We're on right now. We're just
awesome. Where's the music?
We're gonna get to that. I just wanted to say I feel weird. I forgot that the evergreen I'd shoved in was Men on Film as an intro. It doesn't get any better. I'm sorry.
I missed it.
Who could flip away for the next hour after hearing Men on Film as an intro?
I don't think I've ever heard it.
You lived through it, or did you come in late that day and you've like never even heard that clip?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's so sad, Veronica.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was talking about Antoine Merriweather and, no, is that the name? I forget what it was. Damon Wayans and my man, David Alan Greer, one of the nicest celebs on Twitter. It was one of their great Living Color bits.
Oh, I recognize that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got another clip that's the actual intro to the show.
Okay.
This is just me hopping on because I was like, holy S.
Wait a minute.
Men on Film? That's a good intro, John. Well done. All right, so the mics are going to go dead.
All right.
We're going to play the actual selected intro for this week.
Awesome.
And then we're going to do it. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
That man is a product of a poor environment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro. Probably been stealing since he could crawl.
See, that doesn't have the resonance of Men on Film. I'm sorry.
I have no comments on that one.
Do you recognize that one?
No.
Have you ever seen Trading Places? Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd.
Oh my God, years ago.
All right, there
years
you go.
Ago.
Those are the two Mortimers. Don Amici, who I don't think is racist in real life, but he's Italian, so you never know. Never know with those WAPs.
They were in Coming to America.
They were. They had a cameo
where he
gives them $100 or some crap like that.
A ton of money. A lot of cash.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we're back in business.
Yep. I remember that.
That is one of the best cameos. Just such a great throwaway scene.
That is one of the best movies.
Coming to America is Eddie Murphy's last good film. I guess you can count Nutty Professor.
Ugh, no.
But to me, it's like 48 Hours, pretty decent. Kind of its own thing.
Never saw it.
Really, you just got Trading Places. And Coming to America, I think he did with John Landis. They both have the same feel. They're both so good. And after that, it's just Pluto Nash and Daddy Daycare.
Man.
If anyone ever thinks I've thrown away my gifts in life, I simply point at the cover of Raw, and I'm like, he did this one time. And that's it. I win the argument.
Yeah, I can't disagree.
What Eddie Murphy did with his career... Does it get more heartbreaking?
Whitney Houston.
Screw her.
No,
we've already been over
totally
this.
Totally more heartbreaking.
Whitney?
Yeah, because Eddie's still alive.
Is he? Is
oh,
he really?
On.
Are we going to call that life?
Did Scary Spice steal a soul?
We're going to bring that down.
A shell of the man he used to be.
First of all, banging Scary Spice, good for him. Knocking her up, too. Which, hey, double good for him. Although the child support,
yeah,
can you imagine what that must be from Eddie? Because Eddie, even though he hasn't had a movie that people have liked in forever...
He still has money.
I think they don't do badly, though.
Yeah, no.
Oh, God. And I hate to admit this. I didn't hate Norbit.
Oh, God.
Norbit was
you
okay.
You should just kill yourself
in
right
little
now.
Chunks. In little chunks, Norbit had some laughs. It was like the last half hour just completely hit the fan.
Oh, God.
I don't mind Norbit in a fat suit. That was not horrible. I'm sorry.
Wow.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today in studio, live in lovely Fairfax, Virginia, Miss Veronica Vaughn.
Veronica Vaughn. I wish that was my real name.
You should do that and steal the whole Billy Madison thing, but you can't. You're Veronica Johnson.
Yes.
And go to my Facebook, my personal Facebook, the show's Facebook, is facebook.com/papasbasement. And you can find me through that, and then you can stalk Veronica Johnson through that.
Please don't.
A lot of guys have figured out how to do this, right?
Yeah, we have a few mutual friends.
Yeah,
actually.
They've added you. They've tried to pick you up.
Yeah, a couple of them have asked me out.
Have they sent anything inappropriate picture-wise?
No, not yet.
Thank God. Are you covering for anyone? Is this the truth?
Totally the
hand,
truth.
Hand to teat. This is the truth.
Totally the truth.
The hand is on the you teat
in the
studio.
You just wanted to see me grab myself.
You didn't. It's not like you literally squeezed one to take that oath.
Mommy too?
Sure, not bad. Not a bad show. They got pep. They got jiggle.
You are so wrong.
Spring is in the air.
Oh, baby.
Again, show's website, inpapasbasement.com. That's got every show we've ever done. It's got links to my Twitter, at Papa's Basement. It's got links to us on iTunes. That's very important. Subscribe to the show via iTunes. Rate us positively. Mm-hmm. Again, we get like one rating a month. And at this rate, 2027's ours. That's the year of the basement.
Awesome.
Speaking of basements, where I may be living in the future with you.
Maybe. We need to discuss this.
Veronica walked in. I was saying I was fresh from browsing a couple places to live because I enjoy zero rent and acting a child at the bosom of my mama and living back at home, it's limiting to the freedom, to say the least. My mom is... She's an adult. I'm an adult. That means you're both pretty particular about how you want things. Like right now, I really don't want you fidgeting with that mother effing headphone cord.
Well, you know what? Like you just said, we are both adults. You're just going to have to deal.
Can I put like two Jesus nails through your hands and just pin them to the table?
I can't help it. It's all twisted and it's driving me crazy.
So just unplug it and put in another headphone that isn't twisted.
She's just going to let it unwind.
You're going to untwisty it.
I'm untwisting it.
That's a real verb. That is in the dictionary.
Untwisty. Huh.
It's got an umlaut to make it look extra fancy.
That's
untwisty.
Better.
You can stop fidgeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. You know I'm gonna fidget. I always fidget. Just accept
I do
it.
Too, but I keep it with my legs. Like my hands barely move. I kind of just stick those out, almost like I'm trying to push the walls of the trash compactor apart in Star Wars.
You do that often.
I know. I'm just like arm to arm. Look at my wingspan, my white wingspan of 36 inches.
I think my wingspan is a bit larger than yours.
I don't know. I think I actually have secretly long gorilla arms.
Yeah, you do. Yes. I'll totally
ape-like.
Agree with that.
I have the stubby little legs and the long arms, and I walk on my
fur.
Knuckles. Yeah, exactly.
And the fur.
I can't wait till my ass fur goes silver.
Ew. Oh,
and I really
gross.
Do look like a silverback.
Really?
Yes.
That's so gross.
I will be so dominant then. I will fling bananas at all trying to overtake me. And I'll just mate with everyone.
Ugh.
Because I get to once the silverback comes in. Well, I was coming from looking at an apartment. Well, not an apartment. I thought it was a basement, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out to be the upstairs room in this house with a lady who keeps a very clean house. She's very into like drinking organic green smoothie, she called them, which is just like bok choy with an apricot tossed on top. She was like maybe mid-50s and looked like 30.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was impressive. And I'm just walking in there like sweating because my coat's on. Like, oh my God, how many stairs do we have to go up? I don't think it would have been a match. She said no overnight guests, and that's part of the perk of getting back out of the house. Is
who tries to control that?
Again.
That's ridiculous. That's
she probably, I think, a lot of people on Craigslist or anywhere, but it seems to be a trend on Craigslist. If you're trying to rent out a room, a mm-hmm. big thing is like really limiting the behavior of the people there. They kind of want like a small child to move in to not interrupt their crap. And it's like, look, I'm an adult. If you want big boy dollars, you'll get a big boy.
Yeah. And if you have a girlfriend or you're dating somebody, you should be allowed to have them sleep over. That's absurd.
Yeah. That's literally half of the reason to get out of the house. Get laid. The other half is so I can stock the fridge with like not every other thing's an eclair or, you know, a frozen Snickers bar. I am sick of my bosoms. They're fun for a bit. But, you know, I moved out of the house. Not coincidentally, I lost like 30 pounds within 6 months or something like that.
Yeah.
And I moved back home and hello.
Put it all back on.
Hello. Yes, where I come back home and it's like, John, I made a pizza, but if you don't like the pizza, there's a grilled cheese and soup waiting for you.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like.
I'd eat it all.
I like it both. I like all three of those things. Soup's delicious.
Eat them all.
Grilled cheese is good. Mm-hmm. I live on my own. Half the time I forget to buy groceries. So I'm just like, I'll eat my third protein shake of the day and an apple and fall asleep.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's great. Man wasn't meant to eat every damn time he's hungry, because man's hungry all the time.
No, you should eat multiple times throughout the day. You just watch what you eat.
I do that too, but I'm just saying a little hunger does you good. Your ancestors didn't have mammoth hot dogs.
Well, yeah.
And honeybee hives.
Yeah.
To make, you know, primitive Krispy Kremes out of, or however science worked back then.
Agreed.
They didn't have that at their beck and call. They went to bed hungry now and again.
Well, and they had to eat vegetables and fruit and good protein.
Yeah, I suppose. Depends where they grew up.
No Twinkies for the cavemen.
I don't know what mine. I guess mine ate a lot of olives, being Greece.
Yeah.
A lot of olives and fish.
You guys had the best food.
We did. We didn't do so bad.
I love Greek
the Vikings.
Food.
I don't know what the hell the Vikings ate. Like walrus blubber.
Ew.
And I mean, the Scandinavian food even today looks gross.
I don't like think they I've got ever had Scandinavian food.
Oh, you've never seen it? It's like they get a chopped fish that they keep in like a mayonnaise sauce or something. There's like jars of it at my grocery store.
That's disgusting.
It's the sickest thing ever. There's all kinds of Scandinavian dishes based on like letting a fish rot for like a month.
Ugh.
I don't
like
it.
Fish to begin with. That's just
oh, I'm down with fish.
Horrible.
I
like some fish. I just don't like all of it.
Like, rotting fish is how you describe a woman who smells horrible down
there.
God. Why would you
really?
Cultivate that?
Really, John?
And then be like, I'm going to ingest that now.
You think you always smell like peaches and cream?
I do.
No.
Because I use a peaches and cream lotion down there.
Uh-huh.
And an apricot scrub for my testis. There you go.
Yeah, that's something you need to exfoliate.
I'm like a fruit crop down there. Just delicious.
I
divine.
Will take your word for it. How about
really?
That?
Really? Fine. I can't just walk over and just waft a little bit?
No. Like absolutely not. I would cry.
Like the perfume lady at Hex?
I would cry and lay down in the fetal position.
No, you
that's
wouldn't.
That's how sad I would be.
You would be like, that smells like a delicious bubblegum.
No.
And then a couple seconds later, you'd be like, why is my mouth filled with saliva?
Oh my God, no.
So involuntary, and my cheeks are beet red.
Oh, that's so gross. It's making me a little nauseous. Like, I might have to excuse myself.
I feel like I did in grade school, discovering myself for the first time. Anyhow, I don't think I'll be living in that situation.
Yeah, no, I
as
cannot.
Cool as the lady was, she seemed very nice. Very, you've met the type before. They're skinny, and to me, anyone who can eat well is already pretty close to godhood. Like, I guess the same way an alcoholic is like, you don't drink all the time? Tell me how you do it.
How does that work?
But there's booze here. Don't you want to drink it? And there's more at the ABC. You just got to drive and buy it.
Just have a sip.
Yeah, that's how I view someone who eats healthfully and is skinny.
I eat healthy.
Yeah, but I don't know. You're not like, you don't live and breathe the fitness. You know the type that's like all about I'm fit?
Like the organic.
Yes.
I don't eat meat. I'm a vegan, whatever.
I'm so self-loathing that I eat that up. Like I meet one of them and I'm like, please adopt me. I'll be your baby boy. It blows my mind. It literally, I cannot.
So willpower and self-control blows your mind?
Yes, because I'm just a creature of impulse. I'm like,
you
you're
really
sexy,
are.
I want to do you, and you taste good, so I'm going to eat you.
Oh, so you're like typical man.
I'm sleepy, so I'm just going to nap right here. Just give me a blanket, and I'm going to make a gerbil's nest out of it. I'm going to pass out on the floor.
Typical man.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to think I was special.
The same.
I wanted to think I was something
nope.
different. That my avarice was so great that
nope.
it counted for something extra.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Well, the reason I'm talking about this,
mm-hmm.
other than my love of disappointing you, is you mentioned right now that you are looking to live in my immediate area.
I am.
Now, you mentioned a place, Sterling, Virginia. not exactly the closest to me, but not far. Why Sterling? Isn't that far from your current gig? What's going on?
No, I got a promotion, and I'm moving up to the Reston office.
Okay.
Official start date is on Monday, so...
So we can pick anything in this immediate area, though. You don't have to be married to Sterling.
I'm not tied to anything, but I found a really cool townhouse situation in Sterling. So I'm going to check it out tomorrow and see what happens.
You keep me posted.
I will. I'll let you know.
I think we might be the best roommates ever.
I think we'd have fun. I might have to get a few padlocks.
Why?
But I think we'd have fun.
My pants would be on at all times. You might wake up to me just bent over you breathing heavily.
Ew, oh my God, that is my biggest fear. That and chloroform. You have no idea. If just you ever did that,
what?
I would pull out my 45 and blow your head off.
You have a gun? I love guns.
I'm not kidding.
I
don't, but I want to get one.
You wouldn't hear anything other than a...
John, I swear to God, if... No. No. And if I ever
and
walked
you'd see
out,
the two little green dots of my night vision goggles,
I would, oh my God,
that's
I would
it.
Cry. I would cry.
Why?
And then I would kill you.
It would be like modern warfare, but in your apartment.
No. And for the love of God, if I ever walked out and saw your bare naked ass in the kitchen,
I don't like nudity so much. Like I wouldn't just strut.
No. If you were having sex in the kitchen, we would have problems.
I
or on my couch. No.
If it's your couch. I would avoid that.
Yes, that would be a rule.
Just because sex can get stainy.
Yes, not on my couch.
And if you're not dating a woman who can make that sort of thing, just dump her. She's no fun. That's just a little bit of life advice thrown into the whole renting and you know, a roommate dynamic advice type thing.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, exactly. If you ever swing that way.
Yeah, no. But,
and a girl
yeah.
doesn't pop like a cracked champagne bottle. Who needs that? Who needs that in their life? It's so bad for the ego.
Oh, my God.
Not to see something happen there. I wouldn't bang so much in the kitchen just because that's a sacred place to me. That's like, would you have sex in a baptismal pond or whatever they bathe the little babies in? To make sure they go to Jesus, I wouldn't do that. Well, I would do that just because I'm not so religious. But like,
well, I don't
the
look
kitchen
at it,
to
I,
me.
I don't look at it that way. I mean, I've definitely hooked up in the kitchen before, but it wasn't a shared kitchen. It was my kitchen.
I've hooked up, but like to lead it to the bedroom.
That was the best in the
because
kitchen.
Because I would be staring at the food during the sex, and I probably wouldn't be able to maintain.
You know, off air, I'll have to tell you about the kitchen story sometime because it's
okay.
Awesome.
I'm down. This is going to be like one of those, by one of those, I mean every time you've ever said we'll do anything off air. And then the instant the mics go off, you just go, peace, homie. That's
no.
always, that's your unofficial sign out with me. Like you've got your sign out on air, your lockout, if you will. But in real life, the mics are gone and it's peace, homie.
That is so not true.
I always
hang out and wait for you to pack up and walk out with you.
Yes, but what do you typically say goodbye as?
I say see you later.
I get peace, homie, now and again.
No, dude. I've never said that.
I'm not
peace,
making that up.
Peace out, homie? No.
Not peace out, homie. We're not in...
I do not say
we're not
peace
in menace
out.
To society. It's peace, homie.
Dude, I do not say peace.
Just
I
peace, comma,
you.
Homie.
No.
I'm going to have
you
to record
have
you at
confused.
All times now. Now I'm going to have to record you in our new house together.
Oh, my. Okay.
Just so I can get peace, homie.
Flags keep getting thrown out here.
Why?
There will be no recording of anything.
That way we know who's stealing what.
In the sacred home. It will be off. We cannot talk about it on the show. It will
in
be
the
a
house?
Sacred place.
I think that'd be great. I used to live with a guy I did the show with. All we did was ever settle like every argument we had on air.
That would actually be a really
yeah.
good
yeah. And then
conflict.
We're like, oh, there's 10 minutes left in the show. And then we'd talk about what we watched on TV earlier that
like,
week.
You know what you did that really ticked me off, man?
Yeah, because you can say it on air. It's not so big.
Wow. Maybe I should have my boyfriends come on air.
If you want. I think that'd
no.
be great radio.
You know, I thought about inviting one in particular on air. I think he'd be fun.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But let me think about that. I'm not going to say who, but I think he'd be fun.
Well, I think you
it's
should
somebody
because
that we've talked about
I
in the
would
past.
Love to have Morgan Freeman on the show.
What?
What?
What? Morgan Freeman?
You weren't with?
No.
Oh.
Sorry. Wait, huh?
I thought,
where did that come from?
I thought you liked older, successful guys.
I
like
do,
with a hint
and
of
I have
maturity.
I have a story about that, too.
And you like radio, so I figured a good voice might be your thing. So
he does have a great voice.
So why not Morgan Freeman? I think is the more direct question here.
Huh? Why would you say Morgan Freeman?
I just could see you two together.
Are you smoking something right now?
No.
Are you on something?
I've never been more lucid.
That is the most random thing you've ever said to me in my entire life. Yes.
I want you to go home and think about it. And you're going to come
Morgan
back
Freeman.
Next Sunday.
I'm going to go
Saturday,
home and think about Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Okay. No to Morgan Freeman.
Why? He helped Batman. Are
Dude.
You better than Batman?
Yes. Christian Bale, now we're talking.
Okay.
So, you are so random.
I figured even though you lean towards white guys, Morgan Freeman would just be
kind
of fun.
I lean towards white guys.
You
okay.
do.
Okay. John, I don't date anything but white guys.
Yeah.
So that's not leaning towards them.
Maybe you just haven't met the right gentleman of color. I Britished it up right there. C-O-L-O-U-R.
We're not going here. You know how I feel about that.
I don't
for
know
me,
how you feel. For you.
It's just not for me.
You're not like me. I'm just like Prince. I don't see color.
You'll bang anything that will let you.
Well, yes, but I also like to see myself as a healer. Someone who bridges gaps, doesn't divide.
Huh. I don't think that divides anything. I think that's personal preference.
A wiener-shaped bridge.
Oh, boy.
I missed seeing you look very pissed in studio.
Do I look mad?
No, you just look like, what's going on?
Yeah, you kind of confused me there for a little bit.
Why?
Because Morgan Freeman was the most random person.
Would you date
you
a guy, a white guy of that age? Although I don't know if that's the same because, you know, he of his ethnic background, they tend to age a little better. So maybe I'll give you 10 years on the white guy. How old would you go for a white guy? I do like hearing this. You are 31. You're my age.
Yeah. I.
That was the
I
fastest
actually,
yes in the history of
no,
the world.
I actually, there is somebody who is older who I've considered, but he absolutely does not want any more kids. So that kind of.
Does he encourage those listening or watching his show to spay and neuter their pets?
He's not Bob Barker.
Okay.
Sorry. He's I'm not just, that old.
Okay. You just said no more kids. That's where my mind went.
To Bob Barker?
Yeah. He's obviously very for population control.
Okay. You clearly took something before you came in today. And
maybe
it's
I'm just having a good time. Maybe. Why can't I just have a yabba-doo time, a gay old time?
I don't know.
Why has it got to be so serious, Joker?
I'm a serious kind of girl, John.
What's weighing on your heart, Veronica? What she got to put out there? Okay.
We're so not going there.
Okay, I'll respect your demands.
Good.
To not talk about certain subjects you broached before.
We're not discussing that.
I think
John,
you
so help
yourself.
Me God.
We'll move away. I actually did show prep. I was here for like an hour.
All right, so what's
I had
the next
nothing
topic?
Better to do. There's no free food in the green room. I literally sat here and prepared. It was shocking. I focused.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like when that happens. I feel like my brain's malfunctioning. I'm not meant to be able to sit down and actually pay attention to things.
Yeah, we all know.
Thank you. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Can you cover for like 5 seconds while I get some water?
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No. Next
you're
topic.
You're already doing it halfway.
John,
come on, I'm just
I
leaning towards
God,
the water bottle.
I am not covering for five minutes.
I said 5 seconds.
Oh, I thought you said minutes.
No. Listen harder.
Did people really need to hear you chug water on air again?
My throat gets parched.
Okay, Ganoza. That is so gross.
What?
Seriously, you have no respect for the air.
We don't have cough buttons.
We do. You just don't know how to use it.
No, there's
you
no
keep
cough
muting
button.
The wrong mic.
I can shut off my mic, but
that
was,
it still picks up on your mic.
That was so great when you kept muting mine while you were
oh,
coughing.
Oh, so I could cough, yeah. So people just got you fading out.
I shouldn't
me
have
hacking
said
up
anything.
A lung full volume. It was pretty funny.
It was awesome.
Okay. I got the following. I've got, it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4 topics. A grab bag.
Okay.
By the way, applause. We made it 24 minutes.
It's like this is painful for you.
What?
I have no concept of time when I'm doing the show, and
you
like
don't
watch
face the clock.
Well, why do you stare at it the whole time? I'm
everything
super
I like.
Pretty. Just look at me.
Yeah, and you're like, don't look at my T's.
Okay, do you have to right now? John,
yeah.
Seriously? Stop.
I was in a happy place all of a sudden.
That was really gross. I feel violated.
Go bend
Ew,
over in the shower.
So
and cry.
Wrong. You could never live with me. I literally walk around like half naked half the time.
I just walk around in shorts. That's it. Not boxer shorts. Like, I'll put on normal shorts, but I'll just sit there shirtless.
Oh, can we discuss that?
What?
Can you at least wear a shirt?
No, I mean, please. Like, I'm so chiseled. Like, you're going to see me walking around like that, and you're going to picture Patrick Swayze catching Jennifer Grey. That's how good I look.
Uh-huh.
Like, it'll be the scene where she's watching him in the club for the first time, and he's
dirty
dancing.
Did the Simpsons do, like, a reenactment that you're thinking of? Because that's more in line of what I
have in my
head.
I'm not bald like
Homer.
Yeah. I'm sexy like Mo Sizlak.
Mm-hmm. But that belly.
It'll go. Give it a couple months. It'll go.
Uh-huh.
I've been belly free before. I've been shirtless on camera before. And I don't mean like a homemade sex video.
Really?
I mean like actual short films. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. There was a time where my shirt came off and it was a positive, not a negative.
I did abs today.
Did you?
They're sore. Yeah.
Getting swolled?
Trying to. I'm going to the beach in 2 weeks, by the way. I won't be able to do the show that week.
Do you need some Dexedrine?
What's that?
An amphetamine that I'm prescribed, but I give it to my friends whenever they need to lose weight. Did I say that on air?
Yeah,
felony?
No, I'm good, but thanks.
Okay.
Don't intend on abusing prescription drugs.
They're great.
But
they're great. I call it trucker's coffee.
Trucker's coffee?
Yeah, because it really keeps you up.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I work out every day. I should be good.
Yeah, but you take this and 10 pounds are gone in 3 days.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
And it's not like a BS Red Book thing where it says, like, you know, eat grapefruit. This is just good old-fashioned American methamphetamine.
Why do
in
you
a
have
pill.
It?
Because I took it for ADD when I was 16, and I figured, why ever not get this just to have around? I haven't taken it. Like, I probably shouldn't say that on air. It's been a long time since I took it. You know, I keep refilling the prescription.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting a caller.
We have a caller.
Oh, that's my mom. I recognize the number. Let's see if we can pot her up.
All right.
If I actually remember how to... Hello?
I think you better cut that out.
What? You mean that joke that I was perpetrating for everyone's entertainment that has no rational basis in reality?
Well, I hope it doesn't.
It doesn't, Maria Papagiorgio. How?
All right.
Why are you listening? Since when did this happen?
I just decided to put it on, and I was 19 minutes late, unfortunately.
But you're blown away by the professionalism and how I've grown as a broadcaster.
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Mom.
Really, it's very smooth. I like your broadcasting voice. And,
yes. You mean I don't talk like this around the house?
Huh?
Nothing. I was joking.
No, really. I like the patter. It's going along at a nice pace, nice rhythm.
Oh, sorry. Keep talking. I was like scratching my face for a minute.
Anyway,
okay.
Your voice is sonorous, as I said.
Thank you. It is. I got it from you. Do you know what my mom's been subjecting us to for the last week at home?
Oh, what?
Okay. Mom, you can admit... Would you call it a problem with QVC? Have you gotten to your mother's level with it yet?
No. I mean, every now and then I get in a little deeper. I'm a little deeper than I wish to be. But she used to buy different sorts of things, John.
She actually bought for us. That's the different sort of thing I remember.
I know. I have nobody to buy for. If I had grandchildren, I'd do what she did. Remember how she bought the Easter?
It's okay. I hate condoms. Give it a month.
She bought the Easter lights once, and I just felt that cheapened Easter holiday, and those things ended up back in the shed. I felt so horrible.
Yeah, and she died 3 weeks later.
Oh, that's not true. Don't
okay.
listen to that, Veronica. That's
I won't. Don't worry. I don't listen to much of
but
what
anyway,
he says.
You know, Easter, I've always just, I like the sanctity of it and that it's not, you know, commercialized.
Mm-hmm. And your mother was tasteless. Go on.
But anyway, Mama used to buy all those sorts of things. There's two puffy pumpkins I put out.
So you just buy clothing and jewelry.
I buy clothing and jewelry, but I don't buy their gold anymore because...
Because
really,
it's chintzy. You're not tricking Maria Papagiorgio twice.
It's phantom gold. It's ghost gold. It's like gossamer strings. I mean, you know, better not. I bet I get the gold clad stuff from them if I get anything.
Gotcha.
But anyway, you wanted me to tell the story or you don't?
I'll tell the story.
You tell the
I'll
story.
I'll keep it nice and concise
so
and sexy. No, you'll stay around just for a second.
On.
I'm not going to drag you through the mud. It'll just be real. Okay, who is your favorite designer on QVC?
Louis Dell'Olio. He is a Cody Award winner. He was with Donna Karan, the head of Anne Klein. When he went over to Anne Klein, I think in the late 60s or something, maybe early 70s, she died 3 weeks later. So he and Donna Karan had to carry on, and they did for decades. I mean, he stayed even longer than Donna Karan. Mm-hmm. You know the name Donna Karan, right, Veronica?
Oh, yeah. I love Donna Karan.
Yeah. I mean, everybody loves the Anne Klein line.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, the guy
so it's just an unreasonable steal that he's on QVC now.
He's an older gentleman. He doesn't, uh-huh. you know, he's kind of... It's almost like it's like a part-time thing, and he has a beautiful model wife named Jacqueline.
You read my mind. I was going to ask if he prefers the company of younger gentlemen or younger ladies.
He has no. She's his age, and I saw an interview on QVC. I got it online, but I wanted to know about them, and Lisa Robertson interviewed them one day. Jacqueline came on too. But what happened, Jacqueline was a really high-powered model mm-hmm. in the 60s. And, you know, she was so good that the Europeans used her, and she was going back and forth and back and forth.
So this is a real power couple.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. He finally just said, and they were great friends. And then one day he said, oh, come on, because she was tired of traveling. I mean, she had to. She was always in and out of the suitcase, you know, because she was, I mean, she's still attractive. She's my age, and she's this gorgeous, long, lean, blonde woman.
Just like you.
Carries her stuff so well.
Okay.
So anyway, I don't know, maybe she's a few years younger.
All right.
I'm sure she didn't want
all the difference. Go on.
Anyway, so he asked her to marry, and, you know, like, why don't
That's how a gay guy marries a straight woman, by the way. You just dispassionately say, let's get... Wow, okay.
He is not gay. He's a nice man.
I forgot. All gays are wicked. Continue. Now, you called in during... Is it Lewis?
Lewis.
Lewis's segment maybe a week ago.
No, it happened Thursday, and it timed beautifully with my week off from work.
Day that will live in infamy. And she DVR'd her call into QVC, which lasted how long?
How long did I talk about? 10 minutes?
Oh, wow.
10 minutes. She's also downloaded it online now.
No, I didn't download it. If you go in to buy that top and you look at the video, they have photos and video.
Yes.
If you click video, my segment comes on.
Okay. Because you're the best caller of the day, obviously.
No, it's for that particular thing.
Okay.
I'm the only one that called in on that.
Okay.
It was a very lively day. The other callers, in fact, a lovely African-American woman called several items after me, and she was delightful.
Okay.
I mean, he loved her. You know, he was hopping all over the place. He likes us all.
Well, I'm just glad you're so tickled pink by getting to call into QVC and speak with Lewis.
I was.
That is kind of cool.
Can we look forward to more conversations with Louis?
I don't want to bother him. I don't want to look like an obvious, you know, whatever.
A fangirl.
Yeah, what is it? What are these,
a groupie?
What do you call them?
A stalker.
Groupie.
A stalker.
No, groupie.
A groupie, exactly. I don't want to look like one of his groupies. I mean, you should read what we write online. I mean, I put mine in today. He has this new dress coming out on his May show, and yeah. I wrote, and it's really true, I can see Jackie O landing in Capri or Mykonos.
Hopefully not currently.
Not now, but I mean, in the early 1970s, doing her retail therapy thing, you know, I didn't put it because of her bad marriage to an athlete.
Well, yeah,
but
you need a new dress
a
after
dress.
Some brain matter lands on yours.
It is a dress Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis would wear.
Well, I will get you a pillbox hat.
And... get me what? No, it's after that era. It's when she was married to Ari.
Oh, Ari.
Yeah.
The Greek shipping magnate.
Yeah.
All right, woman.
Anyway, it was very exciting for me. I got through.
I could tell.
And
because,
you know,
Will respects your emotions and you as a person, when you said, hey, Will, watch this, he did what?
Well, first he balked, but then he came over and he laughed. He looked at
it
and smiled and he laughed.
I thought he just screamed and called you a C-word.
John.
Okay.
That is your mother.
Deep down, Will, despite all his mutterings and cursings, you know, you can just, there's a part of him that enjoys that sort of thing.
Okay.
I think sometimes Will gets a big kick out of me, as you do.
Well, of course I do. Especially when you eat 5 minutes that I would have had to plod through on my own.
Especially what?
When
okay. All right.
7 minute call. Thank you.
Anyway, I had a wonderful time being a QVC star of the day.
All right.
All right.
Is there going to be food at home?
You told me you weren't coming till 8.
Probably. Doesn't mean I don't need to eat.
But I know, but I haven't. I do plan to have something nice and warm. I don't know what. But I have to go out shopping. I'm changing sheets now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Okay, I'm going to change sheets, go shopping, come back and cook.
That's part of the reason I'm moving, by the way. You can tell everyone how a spring from the box spring has literally shot all the way through the mattress, and it shanks me in my sleep and draws blood.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's true. Well, it's like a corkscrew going up my ass.
Why don't we just buy a new one, too?
No, because that would be admitting defeat.
Admitting defeat?
Yeah.
What's defeat?
That I'm still staying there.
Oh, no, you're not. John, you're on your own. You're moving.
That's right. Moving on up.
Moving on up, definitely, yes. Out of this neighborhood.
Okay.
Okay, it's been a pleasure. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Momsy.
Bye.
Ha.
There you go. That's how you call in, folks.
So can we talk about the fact that your mom changes your sheets? Because that's kind of awesome.
Why? I don't do anything around that. Well, I take that back. I do a lot. She does the woman's work.
Okay. Oh, my God.
What?
Wow. She literally changes your sheets.
Yeah, because she hates me. Like, it's not that I don't do that crap on my own. She's really anal about people touching the washing machine and stuff.
You really don't. So, wait. So, you don't do laundry either?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's not like I'm a freak.
Oh, my God.
Whenever I'm on my
own,
are
you kidding me?
I do that crap.
You haven't been on your own in how many years?
Like, I think about to hit. I've been back home 2 or 3.
You haven't done laundry in 3 years?
No, it's been a lovely vacation.
Oh, my God.
I won't apologize for being part of the 1%.
Oh, you better kiss your mother's feet. You have no idea how good you have it.
Hold on. I have to pot the phone back up. Hello?
Italian mothers do that until their kids, their sons go into their 50s and 60s.
There you go.
Seriously?
Yeah,
there you
in
go.
Italy. Oh, it's a big shame in Italy.
Man, my mom, when I could reach those dials, said, here you go. This is how you operate it. You're on your own.
I swear to God, it's one of those hot, funny stories from Italy that the mamas do the guy's laundry no matter.
There you go.
Oh,
proud
gosh.
Company.
Okay.
Some of the best lovers. Hey, Mom.
Yeah?
Now, explain to Veronica, just for the record, I did offer multiple times when I first moved home, and you're like, no.
No, because, I'd rather not have him touching my stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyway, but he does many other things. I'm not kidding. He helps around the house.
Mm-hmm.
He helps with the yard.
Mm-hmm.
He cuts things down for me. He takes the garbage out. He brings the garbage in. Well, the brings back. But, like if I have groceries, he helps me bring them in.
Over 30% of the time?
No, over 30% of the time.
He does offer. Actually, he offers more than I accept.
Mm-hmm. I offer more than I do.
I'm sure. Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Yeah, if your mother doesn't spoil you, who is?
Exactly.
You know, that's true.
Exactly.
I like that.
I'm enjoying her.
You hope to get a wife who does it eventually.
Exactly. A wife to subjugate.
Oh, John, we could never be married.
Okay.
All right, Mumsy.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. 2 for 2.
Oh, my
God. It runs in the blood. Bitch is good behind a mic.
You better marry an Italian.
Why?
Because
they just let themselves
Irish,
go.
Native American Indian girls.
Yes, there's so many of you.
There.
All 8 of you.
Whatever. Hey, I have more than 8 girl cousins. There's definitely more than 8 of me.
You're all the same?
Actually, on my dad's side, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so what was your mom?
She's Polish.
And your dad's part Polak, too?
No.
So
he's Irish, English, and Native American Indian.
So your cousins aren't part Polish?
No, they are, because their mom's all Polish, too.
Oh!
Yes.
Son, that just happened. I was just schooled.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually like doing crap on my own, but I don't mind when it's done either.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine my mom still doing my laundry.
It's not like
you
do anything
When I go home to see my mom, she expects me to clean up her place, even though I don't live there. Like, unload the dishwasher. I will have just driven 8 hours from Virginia to Michigan, and she's like, hey, unload the dishwasher for me. Really? I didn't eat off any of those
There's plates. A reason that you left Michigan. There's a reason I'm back at home.
Oh, my God.
And it's Mammy.
Dang.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Oh, man, I can never marry an Italian. His mother will hate me.
Why? Because you won't, like,
because
do everything?
Because there is no way I'm working 40, 50 hours a week coming home and treating him like...
I don't want that. I honestly, the only thing I would enjoy is someone cooking. I could pretty much do the rest. I don't mind washing dishes for whatever reason, like half.
I think it should be shared.
So
I think if you're both working, share it.
I can clean the crapper pretty well, but I hate cooking. Just do the cooking, man. That's all I ask.
I just won't do it all. I'm fine with splitting things. I'm fine with doing the more traditional stuff. I actually enjoy that. If I never have to talk to a car mechanic again for the rest of my life, I'm actually thinking I want that in the prenup, that I never have to talk to a car mechanic for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with that.
I'm teaching myself car
craft. Expect me to do it all.
How's that? How's that for sexy? I just did some pruning in the backyard earlier. These lovely dead trees coated in fungus that turned to dust as I sawed through it.
Oh, wow.
And I inhaled like maybe
you
one
should.
And a half lungs
you
full.
Owe your mom so much. You just don't even know how good you have it.
I do. It's pretty good. I sleep
it's
on dinosaur
good.
Bed sheets.
She's about to buy you a new mattress. She
no, I'd
your
pay
sheets.
For that. But, well, yeah, it's all pretty good. Not going to lie.
It's very good. You have a very good mom.
She's good. I like her deep down, despite what it sounds like.
Awkward dead
air. Oh, you broke the dead air silence first.
I had to. It's awkward.
You flinched. I won dead air chicken.
Whatever. Oh, we can do this.
No. Well, no. Then it just becomes dead air for 18 minutes, and then we walk out in silence.
And then we're both so stubborn.
Yes. Four topics. You ready?
Yes.
You don't have to look back. You don't have to John the clock.
I just John. I love that.
You don't have to John the clock.
I love that.
15 minutes, about. I like punching out, giving Squire a couple minutes as he sets up.
I like Squire. He's a good guy.
He likes you.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Give him some doe eyes.
I do all the time.
Oh, my God. Maria, can she do three in a row? Yes, Mom.
Did you give any coverage to my discovery fantasy life?
No.
Oh, boy.
No, not that kind of fantasy life.
Oh.
No, don't sound so defeated. My mom got real geeked out about the shuttle?
The Discovery.
You
right?
can handle
the,
it. I'm going to take a piss. Talk for 2 minutes.
And, you know, and then the Enterprise is changing out. I mean, I went to the ceremony. I was there when it hit touchdown at Dulles, right beside it. I went back the next day, got even more up close and personal with it.
Talk about the small child you shoved away from John Glenn so you could hug him.
Oh, when John Glenn, when they announced him, you know, among the 26 or so astronauts that were there, I yelled out, John Glenn! John! John!
Sounds like you're having sex with him.
And then that wasn't bad enough. I had been to the planning meeting for the arrival, you know, and I wasn't there as a contributor, but as a reporter.
Yes. She works for the FAA, so
yeah.
This is
so
slightly
anyway,
justified.
I got to see I met the pilot of the NASA aircraft that, you know, on which which McCullough's both shuttles have been piggybacked. So, of course, this guy isn't going to remember me, plus I was so sick and ill that day, hacking all over. But at the end of the ceremony, when he went walking by, I yelled, Jim, he looks at me like, who are you? He's a nice man. So he didn't give me a, like, who in the hell are you? Look, it was just like, who are you?
Did you then shoot him so Jodie Foster would fall in love with you?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Anyway, that was very exciting for me. I just, really, I got my geek on.
All right, Mom.
That was it.
Okay.
All right.
I actually had a missed call from a locksmith customer. If you could talk for like 8 seconds.
Huh?
I said I had a missed call from a locksmith customer. I was going to text him.
Oh, okay.
So you can... No, no, no. Keep talking. Buy me a few seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it was very exciting. I just couldn't get over it. I really, you know, had a lump in my throat throughout much of...
Well, the space program meant a lot to you, right?
Yeah.
Not to me. Us kids, do you know what I remember about space? The Challenger. And not getting to go home from school.
Huh.
Just driving in, and everyone saw that. But we still sat for milk and cookies and spent the whole day there. If you're not going to get me out of school, what did your death serve?
I didn't know what happened. Now, wait a minute. You must have been over in preschool because William was like one or two. It was like, what, 19? It was
Challenger
like
was 87,
born.
I thought.
86. Wait a minute. Yeah, because
I was going. I was on my way to kindergarten.
Yeah. But William was ill that day. We were over at the pediatrician.
God.
That's what I remember.
Okay, creepy memory. We'll talk later.
Okay.
Bye. There you go. That's how it's done. 3 for 3.
Mm-hmm.
Probably shouldn't have gone to the plate that third time, but she got a single. Not a third home run. No Reggie Jackson, but did okay.
Be nice. Be nice to your mom.
I love my mom. She cleans my sheets and could poison my food.
She should poison your food.
No. I bring home a lot of food.
Well, good. You should.
I don't cook.
Take care of her.
I just buy food. I'm like, I'm tired. You're tired. Chinese. And that's it.
That's cool.
Exactly.
That just made me really hungry.
For delicious orange beef or Kung Pao chicken.
Yes. General So's.
That's, what are you playing with?
Nothing. That's you.
I was going to say, what are you playing with down there? But
hey.
Exactly. Those shock jock antics don't fly on these airwaves. What were you doing back there? It sounded like you were like kicking a loose panel or something.
I'm not doing anything.
You are. I can hear it. Just because it doesn't pick up on the mics doesn't mean I'm crazy.
You are crazy, John.
No, you're doing something that can't pick up on the mics.
You are totally imagining.
And no one else can hear it, but I can hear it.
No, you're crazy.
You're like flipping a little door back there.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not even moving.
You're moving to the tempo of the sound. I can put two and two together.
That's you. It's not me.
Fine. Just keep doing it.
Isn't it fun when somebody calls you crazy?
Oh, I hate you.
And you're acting crazy because of something that they're doing?
Whatever, telltale heart. You're not tricking me. Okay, here are our four topics.
Okay.
We've got, oh, crap. I think we killed one of them talking about Trading Places for the intro.
Oh, well, next.
Presidential candidate in Paris. In France, I guess. He'd run the whole country when he's
That'll take
president.
2.3 seconds.
He's
I
using
think he's
the song
already, he's kind of killed himself. Like, he's already, I mean,
really. By using Niggas in Paris as his song?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's kind of
I could
himself.
Say it with the AS, though. I'm not going to self-censor. I'm not saying it in a bad way.
Yeah, no. It's
not
the
putting
intent.
The hard ER on it.
I
exactly.
I feel like the intent of which you say it is what makes it.
I'm quoting the title of a song.
Yeah.
Okay. That we got that. I think we got our winner. I'm going to save it for last. Veronica? This isn't the winner, by the way. This is the runner-up. Want to talk about when do women stop being fun? At what age? At what point in life?
What do you mean, when do women stop being fun?
Being intentionally vague so that maybe inside you're like, huh, I actually want to talk through that. It ties into a news story and everything. It's total like DJ. See, I've upped my DJ game level a couple notches right there. You're like, what? When do women stop being fun? Actually, if you cared, you would say that. But you're just like, I want to go home. It's almost 3:50.
No, I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying that women do stop being fun?
I think a lot of times they do. And when does an average woman stop being fun?
Well, when do you think an average woman stops being fun? Is this like an age thing? Is this like a relationship thing? What are you, where are you going with this?
You can define it either. You can define it by an age. You can define it by a life landmark.
Why do you
think?
Is it
a kid? Is it a marriage?
Why do you think women stop being fun?
Why do I think that?
Yeah.
As in, how do I define them not being fun, or do I think they do stop being fun?
How
at some
do you
point?
Define them, and when do you think they stop being fun?
I guess I like girls when they're kind of like wild and crazy still, and it's like, I shouldn't be doing this, but I've had a little much to drink, and then you hear the sound of your fly unzipping.
Right.
And then you go home and watch playoff hockey.
Right. So when people naturally mature and they have responsibilities and they have to do more than bang the local guy at the grocery store when they're 25 years old, that equates to not being fun. Women don't stop being fun. Men just never grow up. That's the difference.
Oh, I've been zinged.
Yes, you have.
Okay.
We can do this.
All right. I think I got a strong one to ride out with then. That doesn't impugn you and your gender.
Okay.
But you're going to have to be fun because you stopped being fun a couple of minutes ago.
I didn't stop being fun.
Oh!
You ticked me off.
Oh! Sorry.
How did I stop being fun?
Nothing. I just wanted to say that to
cheese
you off.
John, I literally will rip your balls off today. Do not test me.
You're not in a fun mood.
You just killed my fun mood.
Why aren't you being fun? When did it happen?
I hate your gender.
Oh.
Because I'm so sick of little boys.
You don't want to talk about that on the air, though.
No, I don't.
You don't want to talk about a certain guy.
Nope.
Being.
I could talk about another certain guy, though.
See, you got all this juicy relationship crap going on. You're moving on up in your own way.
I've had that dumb song stuck in my head for the last 4 days.
The Jeffersons?
Yes.
Like before I said it?
Yes, it won't go away.
That's not a song that gets stuck in your head.
No,
that's,
no.
That's like a house guest who makes your life better. That's like Mrs. Doubtfire.
No. My, for the last like 4 days, because I knew that my last day at the office was yesterday. Mm-hmm. So whenever my boss was being a bee and I was getting angry,
did
that
you just
song
whisper,
would just pop in my
beans
head.
Beans don't burn in the kitchen. Fish don't fry
yes.
on the grill.
Yes. And I'd like start dancing down the hall like, you can't make me mad anymore.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Oh, I'm so excited, John. You have no idea.
I know what it is to be out of a bad work situation.
Yep. I have a corner office now. What?
Really? I've never had any kind of locking mechanism anywhere I've worked.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. But we're moving up to a different floor soon.
They don't trust me.
Well, they shouldn't.
I think maybe they would, but they'd have to like duct tape oven mitts to my hands to make sure I didn't touch anything bad.
I don't think you'd get clearance to go into the area that you would need to go into.
I don't know. I can't say I care that I've never had a corner office. I hope that on the strength of this show, which we've just done a spectacular specimen thereof,
mm-hmm.
just produced that. It's like urine. We produced a specimen. One day this will be a living for us.
That would be very cool. I could, I would be down for that.
Yeah, we would just have to live together for the rest of time and record.
Okay, we might have to talk about that.
Yeah, and then we'd be old and boring and talk about kids on air.
No.
Yeah,
well,
you need to have a kid so that we can talk about that on air.
Why? Have you been talking to my mom?
No, is she pushing for it too?
Oh my God.
Those eggs
gosh.
Aren't getting any younger.
Yeah, no, she literally said that.
They aren't. Do you watch Game of Thrones at all?
Do I look like I care?
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't.
There's a chick there who's called the Mother of Dragons. That sounds just so dorky. She's really hot, so it's not quite as geeky, and she gets naked a lot. And she pulls out these three just stone dinosaur eggs. Not dinosaur, dragon. And she throws them in the fire, and they come to life. Veronica, your stone eggs won't come to life when I throw them in the fire.
I don't care.
Why don't you want a kid?
I don't. It's not that I don't want a kid. I just don't have that maternal, oh my God, I have to have babies or I'm going to die.
The whole race will die.
There are the human plenty race of stupid people populating That's this planet.
That's what I'm saying. Have you ever watched Idiocracy?
No.
This is a pop quiz. This is like, have you ever watched everything John's ever watched? Idiocracy starts off showing two smart people getting married, and before they even reproduce, the smart guy dies off from like hypertension or something like that. He was so stressed about his great job, he couldn't even get it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also shows this dumb jock who's just having kids left and right.
I love dumb jocks.
Banging left and right.
Ugh, no more athletes for me. I'm
done.
As a
decent person. Why? Just because Deion Sanders did that to you?
Okay, really?
Just Morgan, Deion. I'm seeing a trend here. Is your mom okay with it? I mean, I am. I don't judge, but.
You're ridiculous.
I don't know. Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was supposed to like snowball into something and it didn't.
Yeah, it no, it didn't.
Died.
It just died. Thanks for that.
It's like when you cock your leg to go for the big fart and just a little trickle comes out. You're like,
wow.
I got to change myself.
Thanks for that visual.
It's a great one, right? Just comic book
style.
Yeah,
no, literally.
Like
thanks for throwing your knee in the air. That was great.
Thank you. You didn't think I was that flexible, did you?
If that's as flexible as you are, man.
Exactly. Wild lover.
No, boring.
Yoga lover.
Boring.
Well, we can't get into what I wanted to get into.
Why?
Who's dying?
Who's dying? Yeah. Who is dying in the next studio?
Who coughed up their
Somebody
spine?
Somebody has pneumonia.
Good God. We're going to have to walk through that just cloud of germs in a couple of minutes.
You first.
I'll do it. I'll go and draw it all in. I'll take that bullet for you, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
Because I could stay home sick a couple days. You've got your brand new job.
I've got my brand new job and a week on the beach coming up.
Okay. Well, here's what I wanted to get to, and we can't because it's like 3:53.
Uh-oh.
But there's a big trend after the Tupac hologram. You heard about that,
That's
right?
It's creepy. It's creepy.
For those that don't know,
it's
at the Coachella
creepy.
Music Festival, they had hologram Tupac, which is just a kind of a 2D figure projected onto an invisible screen. And it looked more or less like Tupac lip-syncing along to two of his songs. Well, do you know how long it took before everyone in the industry said, we're going to do this? Do you know that TLC is coming back?
Seriously, they are not.
Oh, yeah, because Left
they
Eye
are
Lives Again.
Not. Okay, that
the
is...
little hologram condom over her
so
little hologram eye.
Creepy.
I know.
It's wrong.
I know.
They should not do this. Like, it's literally just disturbing.
There's been a huge movement. They're going to start doing it with all kinds of dead celebs. We're going to see hologram Elvis soon. Hologram Ray Charles. Hologram John Lennon.
It's wrong.
It's ghoulish, isn't it?
It's
now,
really gross.
How would you feel? I would be less creeped out if we perfected cloning technology and could like make someone an adult in 2 seconds. And we had like a living, breathing John Lennon clone.
Isn't there a movie about that?
Ye Sixth Day. Arnold,
something.
It's horrible.
I don't know. No, I thought there was another one.
Multiplicity?
Sure. I don't remember. I thought there was
I can
one.
Keep naming bad movies.
Yeah.
I've got nothing but time.
Talk about bad movies. Immortals. I watched that last night. Horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the poor man's 300?
Yes.
I kind of wanted to see that just because I like 300 so much.
Don't waste your time. But it's your people, so maybe you like it. I don't know.
It's another bunch of Greeks. Is it a bunch of blonde people playing Greeks? Because that pisses me off.
No, actually, no. Dark haired.
They got swarthies?
Yeah, they
did. Oh, that piss. Nothing is worse than when it's like a bunch of Greeks and
blonde
Brad Pitt.
Blue eyes. Yeah, Brad Pitt and Diane, whatever her name is.
I want to see John Turturro. I want to see Paul Sorvino. Like, I want to see olive skin in my Greek movies.
Yeah, little John Stamos.
Exactly. You can clone him a lot. You can do 8 John Stamoses, whatever the plural of that is. But I got nothing. I'm so pissed I tripped over the word plural like that. I was like, plural. It did not get out alive.
That was awesome.
It caught in my teeth. Yeah. Veronica. Yes. Veronica Johnson, for those that are inclined to stalk you via my Facebook.
Nobody stalks me.
Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Send a lot of pics of your junk. She's into that. Just post them on her wall. As soon as you become friends,
please don't do that.
Just be like, this is what we're working with.
Please, please don't do that.
Pretend I am a stubborn lawnmower engine and just tug. Veronica, I will be seeing you soon.
Yes.
We'll do this again. We tend to.
Of course.
Now and again. Hopefully we'll be rooming together.
That would be a blast.
Because we could create a basement studio. Just saying. I'm willing to buy equipment.
Yes. Let's do it.
There you go.
Oh my God, we're doing
this. Listen to that excitement.
We're doing it.
I, of course, am John Papagiorgio. Again, the big thing to walk away from, other than my unquestionable excellence, is to remember the URL in papasbasement.com. It's got my Twitter, at papasbasement. It's got our Facebook address, which is just facebook.com/papasbasement. And it's got our link to iTunes, where I want you to go to subscribe and rate us positively. So until next week, Veronica, we're what?
We're
out
of here.
Oh, you got it.
We're out of here.
We're out
later.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.